Yes, that message dictating patient's name is David Venner, W-E-N-N-E-R, David, D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 8/24/1958. Date of service, April 30, 2024. Mr. Venner is a very pleasant 66-year-old male with history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypertension, history of CVA, history of femur fracture, status post-surgery, history of diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, sleep apnea, who presented to the emergency room with complaints of altered mental status. Family brought him to the ER because he was more confused. They were worried about him having DKA. Patient was in the hospital in July with fall after at which time he was diagnosed with right femur fracture. He underwent surgical fixation and was sent to rehab. Patient was in the rehab for some time. He was subsequently discharged from rehab. He was doing well until 2-3 days ago, and he started becoming more thirsty and urinating more. He was on antibiotics because of knee abrasion, but he was developing some diarrhea, so the family stopped the Keflex. He was still confused, so he was brought to the emergency room where he was noted to be hypoglycemic, as well as potassium was low. The white count was elevated. CT scan of the head showed no acute intracranial process. CT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis shows findings of bilateral ureteritis and cystitis. Patient is admitted to the hospital. Was treated for metabolic encephalopathy. Had a catheter placed. COVID and flu were negative. Lactate acid was within normal limits. He was given lactate ringer, subsequently normal saline. Blood sugars were being monitored. He was subsequently doing better and was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he is laying in his bed. He states that he is feeling better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. He's feeling better. He complains of feeling being tired and wants the catheter removed. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, diabetic neuropathy, history of CVA, history of sleep apnea, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for thoracic spine fusion, tonsillectomy, and femur fracture surgery. Social history. Smoking, he quit long time ago. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. respiratory system, denotes any cough, denotes any shortness of breath, denotes any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denotes any nausea, no vomiting, denotes any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of UTI, history of ureteritis as well as cystitis, history of blood urine retention, status post catheter placement. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of feeling tired and fatigue, also complaints of joint pains off and on. All of the neurological history of CVA with right-sided weakness, all of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils vehicle round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, metabolic encephalopathy, next UTI, next CVA, next diabetes mellitus, next diabetic neuropathy, next history of femur fracture, status post-surgery, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD, next sleep apnea. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will monitor his blood sugars. I've recommended that he make an appointment with the urology for his catheter removal. I've encouraged him to eat and drink better, continue with physical therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Marion Bogus. B-O-G-O-S, Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. Date of birth is 9/11/1932. Date of service is 9/9/2024. Ms. Bogus is a very pleasant 91-year-old female with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of atrial fibrillation, history of multiple falls, not on anticoagulation, history of prior DVT and PE, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, chronic kidney disease, history of CVA, hypothyroidism, chronic anemia, chronic back pain, history of generalized anxiety disorder and depressive disorder, as well as degenerative joint disease. Presented to the emergency room with complaints of being lethargic, feeling weak, not feeling herself. Was seen in the emergency room, was found to be hyponatremic, was admitted to the hospital. She was also started on Bactrim prior to admission because of increasing frequency of urination and dysuria. Her sodium level was 127. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was felt to be dehydrated, was given lactated drinker in the emergency room, was monitored, sodium was, electrolytes were being followed. Patient otherwise was doing better. She was started on sodium chloride tablets in the hospital. Her sodium did improve. Her Lasix were held. Aldactone was held. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she's sitting up in the chair. She said that she's feeling better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, does feel some weakness and tired. She denies any complaints of headache, denies any blurring of vision, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no abdominal pain, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for chronic kidney disease, chronic anemia, thrombocytopenia, degenerative joint disease, chronic back pain, history of multiple falls, depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, type 2 diabetes mellitus, diabetic neuropathy, COPD / emphysema, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, recurrent falls, history of DVT / PE, history of atrial fibrillation, and osteoporosis. That surgical history has been significant for cholecystectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy, eye surgery, and hernia repair. Social history. Smoking, quit long time ago. Alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. No history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of COPD / emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denies the urinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does complaints of generalized fatigue / weakness. History of CVA. Musculoskeletal. She does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis, history of low back pain. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid buoy, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities. Trace edema, both feet. Impression, number one, hyponatremia, next generalized weakness, next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next atrial fibrillation, next history of DVT / PE, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CVA, next diabetes mellitus, next chronic anemia, next hypothyroidism, next degenerative joint disease, next history of recurrent falls, next chronic back pain, next generalized anxiety disorder, next, depressive disorder. Transplant patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids. Will recheck her labs. Continue the sodium chloride tablets. Will monitor her progress. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. Will continue current medications. She'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.